go ahead, questions for Coach Rowe?
Is Kyle still on the shelf, or is he practicing, is he, what's his status?
Yeah, a little bit better after treatment yesterday, but we'll see after he meets with the trainer after class this morning, or his finals, and see where he's at. I mean, hopefully, you know, be able to start doing some stuff with him and start getting back, because he's definitely a key piece for us. But I do think that, you know, him being out, if you look at a positive thing in that, it gives some other people a chance to step up and shine. I thought David Jackson did a tremendous job on senior night. You know, he's on the blue team, which is really goes against those main guys every day. And the one thing he did is every day, you know, we try to get him to be aggressive against those guys. And I thought he finally did a great job of coming out and not conceding to those guys, really being aggressive and looking for himself, and we need him. He's definitely a big piece of it down the stretch. I thought Anson Bartlett, Darius Redding, all those guys came and gave us great energy. Anson, especially the second half, has tremendous steals, and we're really big on our guards rebounding down. We want our bigs to put bodies on bodies, what we call engagement rebound, and I thought he did possibly the best job we've had all year of a guard rebounding down. So, again, we definitely need Kyle back, but it was great to see those guys step up and contribute and do some good things. We'll need everybody to contribute and do those types of things down the stretch.
Where's the confidence level at with this team? It was an unbelievably hot start, you know, and then the rigors kind of, you know, taking its toll a little bit. Where are you guys confidence-wise heading down the stretch?
Well, the big thing we try to talk about is let's, you know, a lot of times it's easy to focus on the small picture of, you know, tough games you lose or a big game you win at the end, but it's trying to stay consistent, stay away from the peaks and the valleys, try to stay consistent, get these guys to finish strong, get on a kind of an upswing, momentum swing, and that's been the whole thing we've talked about. You know, we've still got, if we look at the big picture, all our goals and dreams in front of us. We've just got to make sure we finish strong, take each game like we've done all year, one game at a time, and you want to get momentum and get hot. I think that's the one thing we did very, very well last year is, you know, we came into the WAC tournament and I think we were hot and playing our best basketball. And that's been the big thing for us, is trying to get back where we're all healthy, everybody's excited about it, and trying to play our best basketball. I thought the other night the guys did a great job, especially on the defensive end, playing to the level we're going to have to play to be very, very good. I still think offensively we've got to continue to get some confidence and get our best players really contributing and stepping up. And again, you know, when you come down the stretch, everybody's got to contribute. Everybody's got to step up and bring their best game or their A game for us to be very, very good.
What was done from the time that the Boise game ended to the start of the game Saturday to kind of wake this team up?
Well, the big thing, I think it started right after the game. And I've been, since day one, is talked about, I don't expect A's, but I expect an A effort. And I didn't think we had an A effort from everybody, and I thought we had a letdown in regards to effort, and so we talked about it. And it's the same thing. If we have a letdown in effort in the classroom or in our weight room or any of our things, we don't act right, you know, those are the times I'm going to address it individually. And after the game, we address it collectively as a team. And there's a lot of things that can get in the way of finishing things strong, and we want to make sure we stay focused and make sure we all stayed together and understood how important it was to do all the little things consistently and handle our business the right way, so when it came to basketball, we could really focus and concentrate on basketball. And the other thing I think is hard in the season, you know, and I think I've said this before, I think the easiest thing is when, you know, you're in the middle of a season and it has been long and hard and you're grinding things out, it's easy to want to escape it. And, you know, especially young kids, you know, they want to try to escape the, you know, having to go to class or having to go to study hall or, you know, not handle their business right and showing up late to some meetings or things like that down the road. But what you want to do is you've got to get your team to embrace the opportunity. And you only get so many opportunities. And to me, it's embrace it, be excited about it. Opportunities like this don't come around every day. And to me, you want to honor that by making sure you embrace it and do what you said you'd do from day one. And what we've said we're going to be about from day one is giving a great effort, coming with a PhD attitude, being poor, hungry, and driven, and come every day ready to be coached, pushed, challenged, and to really buy in and be a team together.
You guys honoring the team that did so well, Carl Malone's team at halftime or in between games, did that kind of motivate your guys at all?
Oh, no doubt about it. I think, you know, that put some pressure on us. to make sure we finish this thing well. Senior night, our last home game, and we had some things riding on the line that you wanted to make sure that you take care of your business and you do very, very well. And I thought the guys did, but I tell you, it was really exciting to have those guys back. I had an opportunity to meet them all and visit with them Friday night down at the Fairfield, and most of them spent Saturday hanging around our offices and with our guys and with the coaching staff, and then again, to be able to come out and represent the program and get a win, made that a special night, and especially being our last home game. You know, again, we wanted to finish this thing off strong at home and kind of get momentum going down the stretch in these last two road games. But yeah, it was huge, and again, it was really neat. I want to do more of those things. It was fun to see those guys. It was fun to have them around our players, and fun to see them interact with each other. And at the Fairfield Inn the other night, it was like looking back and seeing guys coming back together. Some I hadn't seen each other since college, and just see the camaraderie and the love and the respect they have for each other. That's why I tell our guys, they don't understand all the time, you know, what a special opportunity they have. And the friendships you make transcend so many things. And to see those guys, black, white, different religions, different walks, like different areas of the country, and all come together, and they were family. And at the end of the day, to me, it's all been about trying to build family. And I think to understand the significance of where we're at with our team and our programs, we have to understand the historical significance of the great teams and the great coaches and players that have been there. And to me, that made it great.
Your team has probably done it more than anybody else in the country, and that's crisscross this country. The ESPN announcer during the bracket buster made comment that you weren't making excuses. You relish having the opportunity to play in Boston, but do you think it's fair to say that maybe the reason of hitting a wall down the stretch is you guys have traveled probably more than anybody else in the country?
Well, you know, we've had travel demands placed upon us. We've got with our APR where it is, our academic performance rate. We've got study hall and certain commitments there that a lot of times we'll come back off the road and these guys are tired and they want to go home and get some rest. And, you know, I'm taking them in study hall and we're pounding out 2 or 3 hours of study hall time. And it's not easy, but, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. And first and foremost, they're here, number one, to get a degree. And so the most important thing, they understand that through all this and all that travel and being able to play basketball, they're really here. The most important thing for me to see those guys walk out here and get degrees and stay on task to get degrees, and it's not easy. But if I really care about them, and I tell our coaches when we meet, if we really care about these guys, make sure they walk out of here and get degrees, make sure they come back off these road trips and understand the importance of fulfilling their academic responsibilities and commitments. Last Friday, I went and spoke at the senior circle, which was a great thing. They really touched my heart and soul. But the one thing they said, Coach, after that tough loss, we didn't think you'd show. And I told them the same thing I tell my players. Whether you win or lose should never, never stop you from fulfilling your commitments. So when we come off a road trip and we've got study hall hours and we got to get up the next morning and go to class, you know, they got to learn that at some point in time. And the worst thing I can do is drop the ball on them and let them slide and not do the things and fulfill their commitments, because when they get out into the real world and they're done with college basketball, everybody's going to hold them accountable to be at work, to give a good effort, which is their best effort. And so why not learn those things now and help them down the road? To me, I've always said, you know, when they graduate, and we have players come here, and I just want to play 1 or 2 years and go in the league. Why not have it all? Why not have it all? We want a program in place to let those guys come in here, and I want guys that want to be pushed and challenged and want to get degrees, want to be coached, want to walk out of here with degrees in hands, the skills to be successful both on and off the court, and also the growth and maturity. Now, those guys are probably sick and tired of Coach Rupp and the staff, because we're on them every single day. But again, there's no more important a time than right now. The rest of their life, when they walk out of here, they're not going to have people that will care about them and want that for them. And so to me, I'll probably go overboard on making sure that we're on these guys. And that probably stresses them out, go back to the original question, and put some added pressure and maybe some fatigue. But again, that's what they all said they wanted. It isn't like I've put something new on them. I've told them, I've took them to Carl Malone's house, the president of the university, the athletic department, our staff. They get it every single day. So there's no excuse and there's no reason to not get excited about this thing, get excited about degrees, get excited about competing in a great league. And the big thing to me, when we went back east, what a great chance to represent our university, represent the WAC. Shoot, we had a chance to show what the WAC's all about. show what our university is all about, and really handle our business the right way and show them what we're all about. And to me, that's exciting. And so that's how I embrace that thing, is, hey, let's get excited about this. Let's take this opportunity and really let people know about Louisiana Tech.
Coach Kyle Gibson's career is coming to an end. Talk about how important he's been to help rebuild this program.
Well, Kyle's been tremendous, being the one player that really, you know, has been with me from really start to finish. And I can remember, just like it was yesterday, walking in our team room and Kyle sitting down. Actually, what was funny about it is Kyle was kind of slouched down in the recliner like this, and the first thing I walked in and said, sit up, son, turn the hat around. I mean, he starts saying stuff like that, and boom, he popped right up. And from that time, I mean, everything I've asked the young man to do, you know, he's responded in a great fashion, and he's been a guy that really has let us push and challenge him in the classroom in regards to strength and conditioning. I mean, it's unbelievable. The minutes he's logged as a player in the program, I mean, he's even averaged, I think last year, if he got a minute rest, you know, that was a big sub for him, you know. But he's been a big part, but never complain, come every day ready to work. And what I got to do is I got to go out and do a good job. We talked to our staff, getting a three or four more Kyle Gibsons, and the program will be fine. But he's been huge in regards to everything.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Hey, I want, first of all, thank you all. You guys have been unbelievable, and appreciate you all. I can never do anything for you. I don't have any power, but, you know, if I can ever help in any way, let me know.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, guys. Appreciate it. Good luck.